I was glad that I was out of state when the legislative session ended. I called a good friend of mine and I said, all right, give it to me. I haven't talked to anyone. How bad was it? How bad was the legislative session? And he said, John, just go back to Texas. It is that bad. And believe me, it was really bad. Capital gains income tax passes. The low carbon fuel standard, which artificially spikes the price of gasoline, no roads, no bridges, no nothing. It's a vanity project for Jay Inslee. It passes after KVI listeners helped beat it back 3 years running. A carbon tax, which wasn't even on the agenda of Democrats 6 months ago, passes. A wealth tax, which starts with billionaires, ostensibly passes. The felony drug law in Washington state has been diluted. It has been just horrendous. For some perspective, let's talk to Mark Schessler, state senator, Republican state senator, former Republican leader and Republican majority leader in the Washington State Senate. He's been there a long time. Mark Schessler, how are you, sir?
Happily back home, John.
Okay. Is there anything awful that I missed that got pushed through in the final weekend of the legislature?
Well, it's a really bad time to be in law enforcement. And it's a really good time, or really bad time, to be providing rental housing, affordable rental housing, for your community, because they were on the hit list as well.
In what way?
Well, we have now just cause eviction. We have free lawyers for deadbeat tenants. More and more oppressive, and the people that don't pay their rent, even though perhaps they could, the landlord relief is 80%. Well, you assume an occupancy rate of 80 or 90% if you have some rentals, but you assume 100% of the rent. So it's a really bad time to be that mom-and-pop investor who has a duplex, a single-family home, and is building wealth, because it's clearly stacked against you.
Does this apply to even, you know, people with duplexes or with maybe four unit apartments? Does it apply to even small landlords?
It applies to the hardworking family that buys a single family home, renovates it, and rents it out.
Oh boy.
They now have tenants with free government lawyers and just cause eviction that you have to go out of the way to prove that they're a lousy tenant.
Okay,
so that's one of the other classes that got spanked this year.
Yes, the capital gains tax, income tax, goes through. I was wondering whether it would get snagged because they needed concurrence from the Senate and they only had a one-vote cushion. That goes through. What happens now?
Well, what's likely to happen is litigation under a normal Supreme Court, people believe that it is an income tax, requires a constitutional amendment. Dan Evans and Booth Gardner were both willing to consider that as tax reform. Jay never had it on the radar screen. Secondly, because the emergency clause was attached in a very convoluted manner, a referendum is not going to happen, and the timeline for an initiative is limited. So probably litigation, followed likely by an initiative. But yesterday, the most curious thing, Jay Inslee said Republicans are screaming that it's going to get bigger, badder, and worse.
Well, here's exactly what he said. Go ahead and play the clip, Phil.
Yeah, just give me a half second. Here it comes.
So the Republicans have been fighting for an unfair tax system for decades. And to some degree, they won that fight until yesterday.
So, in other words, he stopped you from making Washington's tax system unfair.
Well, let's look at what are the most regressive taxes. Sales tax, well, local governments, largely controlled by Democrats, have the highest ones in the state. Okay. Excise taxes have been all passed by Democrats. Let's look at car tabs. Car tabs are one of the more regressive things. If you're wealthy, your tabs are no big deal. You can spend $100,000 on a new car. They are regressive. So, and if you go through the tax code, the majority of the exemptions actually on the books are passed by Democrats. Now, if you look at the comment that the governor said that we're accusing him of wanting to move it, let's go back to December. Jay Inslee's proposal was $50,000, not $250,000, with fewer exemptions. So that's where the game really is. That and the excerpts that prove that the real goal is an income tax.
Well, and let me point out also, because you said this is going to court, every other state in the union that has a capital gains tax refers to it as an income tax. The Internal Revenue Service, in a letter to a Washington state congressman, Dan Newhouse, said that the capital gains tax is an income tax. So basically, what the Democrats in the legislature did, and Governor Inslee, is they said, yes, what everyone else calls this, it really isn't. We're calling it something else. Therefore, it's something else. And is hoping that a tame state Supreme Court is going to buy off on that. I don't know how they can. The plain wording of the state constitution would seem to make that an impossibility. But again, we have a very imbalanced state Supreme Court. All right. The carbon tax, low carbon fuels standard. How much is gasoline going up as a result of what happened last weekend in Olympia?
I think when fully implemented, and that's the key word, when fully implemented, I think the $50 to $1 a gallon is completely believable, because there is no way to determine it, but it will go up 50 cents to a dollar. Now, these are based on Puget Sound Air Quality Authority's numbers, not Republican. They're based on California. Yeah. And it will be a wonderful item for BP and Puget Sound Energy, but for the average listener, it's going to really stink.
So there's also a wealth tax that got pushed through?
No, the wealth tax has not yet happened. I think that's another dream that billionaires will stay put, and it's in a form that they can seize a portion of anyone's wealth. I don't particularly worry if someone seizes part of Bezos or Gates' wealth, but the principle that you can seize not part of the income, not an excise tax, but actually seize part of someone's net worth should scare the daylights out of anybody that believes in civil liberties.
Right. And there was one victory that I'm aware of, and if there was another one, fill me in here in a moment. But the one victory is that the Democrats wanted to substantially raise the inheritance tax, and that got beat back. Why did we get a victory on that as opposed to any of these other things? What was done different?
I think that seeing that an income tax was within their grasp was so important to the liberal base that was the goal. The other thing is we didn't need the money. If you needed money really bad, the death tax, which was already implemented, could produce the money by dialing it up or down. You didn't need the money, John. That's very well documented. So going
that doesn't stop them from raising taxes. Mark?
No, it never will. It never will. So you've got the holy grail of an income tax, which liberals have wanted my entire life, was there for the taking. and they didn't need the money, so they could afford to wait 2 or 3 years to see the first dollar come in.
Okay, so your first legislative session as a young House member was, I believe, 93. That was the huge Democrat majority with Mike Lowry as the governor, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
That's spot on.
Okay. The same thing happened. Huge increases in spending, increase in taxes after saying that it would only be a last resort. They passed a version of Hillary health care, and people were furious. Passed an initiative to limit spending, passed three strikes, you're out, almost passed a measure to repeal every tax that was raised and would have if tobacco taxes hadn't been part of it. Anyway, bottom line on it is people were furious, and it set the stage for a complete drubbing at the polls for the party that raised all this spending and taxes in the next midterm. Where's the anger now, Mark Chesler?
Well, first of all, Jay Inslee has passed Mike Lowry on the left. I sat down and I thought about it, and Mike Lowry is now a centrist. Jay has passed him on the left. The other key thing is I think the left has become more sophisticated in how they reach into our pocketbook. Things are prospective in nature. They are class warfare in nature. Incrementalism. They're much more sophisticated. Mike Lowry was a blunt tool, where now we have more surgical strikes by liberals.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, if we don't see that anger build, they're going to get away with it. They don't need to get away with it, but they're going to try and get away with it. I appreciate very much the review, and I appreciate your hard work. All that hard work, unfortunately, didn't show the results that I wish it had, and we'll see what the next option is. You know, referendum for some of these things, initiative, who knows? But let's stay in touch through it all, okay, Mark Chesler?
Absolutely, John.
I appreciate your time. That's Senator Mark Chesler from Ritzville joining us here on the John Carlson Show.